Big Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Wednesday, March 6, 2024. Get into history and so on in a moment. But first, we need to get into the specifics on this not fun topic. Don't be stupid, nor suffer fools or their folly. To finish Johnny Thompson's article from the Big Think article from the first hour, the final section here, the theory of stupidity, Bonhoeffer's argument then is that stupidity should be viewed as worse than evil. Stupidity has a far greater potential to damage our lives. More harm is done by one powerful idiot than a gang of Machiavellian schemers. We know when there's evil and we can deny it power, with the corrupt, oppressive, and sadistic, we know where they stand. You know how to take a stand. But stupidity is much harder to weed out. That's why it's a dangerous weapon, because evil people find it hard to take power. They need stupid people to do their work. That reminds me of Hayek's Road to Serfdom, Chapter 10. Exactly. As the old adage goes, you can't fix stupid. Like sheep in a field, a stupid person can be guided, steered, and manipulated to do any number of things. Evil is a puppet master, and it loves nothing so much as the mindless puppets who enable it, be they in the general public or inside the corridors of power. The lesson from Bonhoeffer is to laugh at those daft, silly moments when in close company, but we should get angry and perhaps scared when stupidity takes reign. And, you know, again, back to Carl Sagan from The Demon Haunted World, Science as a Candle in the Dark, you know, when he observed that the dumbing down of America is most evident in the slow decay of substantive content in the enormously influential media. 30-second sound bites, now down to 10 seconds or less, he wrote back in 1996. Lowest common denominator programming, which sounds like it's lifted right from Mein Kampf, which was lifted from Ivy Lee and Edward Bernays. Credulous presentations on pseudoscience and superstition, but especially a kind of celebration of ignorance. We got Idiocracy. Eaton Cohen tweeted, what was it, back in 2016? It wasn't supposed to be a documentary, but actually I think it was. And then, you know, earlier this year, I commented on, let's see if it's still there today, Brandon Herrera for Congress, Gunbro Herrera. Now, he doesn't have his President Camacho picture on there, but, you know, he seemed to be emulating President Camacho in some of his advertising. We talked about that earlier this year a little bit. It's gone now. Now he looks almost presentable, but not statesmanly. In any case, what happens when stupidity comes into vogue in a society? Is there a danger there? So I want to circle back. I mentioned earlier in today's broadcast, I put some of this in yesterday's archive. I need to publish that. But there are a number of ways that our own predispositions conspire against us, and that those can be gamed and manipulated in ways that we don't understand. We'll play some clips today to talk about that. We had some fun on the anniversary of Eno Slaughter's induction into the Baseball Hall of Fame and the birth of, you know, today is the birthday of Lou Costello, among others. And so we played a little bit of Who's On First. Now it's time to get serious. And so I think to do that, I will introduce Carlo Cipolla's Five Laws of Human Stupidity. It's in the law number five. If I'm not mistaken. Law number five states, a stupid person is the most dangerous type of person, and a corollary to the five laws is a stupid person is more dangerous than a pillager or a bandit or robber or the Machiavellian types, as we've been discussing. So without further ado, a little video, Cipolla's Five Laws of Human Stupidity from the Sprout YouTube channel. Can we play that, please?
In 1976, Carlo Cipolla, a professor of economic history, derived a social law by which we can group people into four categories. The first he called the helpless. The second are the intelligent. The third are the bandits. And the last are the stupid. The stupid person is the most dangerous type of person, and in groups far more powerful than the mafia, the military, or communism, Cipolla warned. To arrive at this conclusion, we need to understand his five basic laws of human stupidity. One, always and inevitably, everyone underestimates the number of stupid individuals in circulation. Two, the probability that a person is stupid is independent of any other characteristic of that person. Education, wealth, or status have nothing to do with it. 3. A stupid person is someone who causes losses to other people while himself deriving no gain. 4. Non-stupid people always underestimate the damaging power of stupid people, and keep forgetting that to deal with stupid people always turns out to be a costly mistake. 5. A stupid person is the most dangerous type of person, even more dangerous than a bandit. Cipolla then considers four factors of human behavior. A person can cause benefits to others, benefits to themselves, losses to others, and losses to themselves. If Tom takes an action and suffers a loss, he's helpless. If Tom benefits himself while also benefiting Jerry, he's intelligent. If Tom helps himself but causes Jerry a loss, he's a bandit. And if Tom does something that's of no benefit to him but causes Jerry a loss, he's stupid. Ineffectual people are in the center. Let's now look at the effects of these groups on society. Helpless people contribute to society but are taken advantage of by others, especially bandits, and so their contribution is limited. Note that extreme altruists or pacifists may willingly accept a place in this category for moral reasons. Intelligent people contribute to society and leverage their contributions into reciprocal benefits. Their actions lead to a net gain to society, which is why helpless people should always support intelligent ones. Bandits pursue their own self-interest and enrich themselves, even when doing so poses a harm to society. Helpless and intelligent people should try to stop them. Stupid people always contribute to a net loss to society, but not only that, as they do so for no obvious reason. Their actions also frustrate, anger, and confuse everyone else. Against major cultural trends among his fellow intellectuals, Cipolla was convinced that men are not equal, that some are stupid and others are not, and that the difference is determined by nature and nothing else. One is stupid in the same way one is red-haired, he wrote. Cipolla warned that the damaging potential of the stupid person therefore depends on the amount of stupidity inherited, as well as their position of power in a society. Among bureaucrats, generals, and politicians, one has little difficulty in finding clear examples of basically stupid individuals, whose damaging capacity was alarmingly enhanced by the position of power they occupied. What are your thoughts on stupidity? Are people born or made stupid? Or is it, as usual, more complex, and is there an interrelationship between the two? Share your thoughts and read more about Cipolla's work and amusing essay, which originally was only intended for friends, in the descriptions below.
Originally only intended for friends. Interesting. You know, I talked about this earlier, I think this year. Nah, maybe it was late last year. Speaking of the election cycle, Idiocracy. When was that? Let me see if I can find out real quick. Probably can. If my technology will cooperate, let's see if we can do that. November of last year, November 10th, November 13th. You know, that picture is still on Brandon Herrera's website, and I don't necessarily mean to pick on him, but my goodness, you know, you make yourself an easy target with this kind of stuff. So, speaking of stupid people, you know, Idiocracy, 2006. Fast forward to now, Luke Buckmaster wrote an article at The Guardian, published over at The Guardian back in 2021, Idiocracy, a disturbingly prophetic look at the future of America and our era of stupidity. Mike Judge critiques the nonsense of the modern world in this dystopian 2006 comedy, which in 2021 feels more like a documentary. And again, let's see if Eaton Cohen's post is still up. I'm sure it is. One of those things that doesn't age well, as they say. Or maybe it does. I don't know. Maybe it should be an indication of something. Yep. I never expected Idiocracy to become a documentary. 2016. So that was 10 years on. And then 5 years from there, this Idiocracy, a disturbingly prophetic look at the future of America and our era of stupidity. And then more recently, of course, this was part of the comment from last November. Terry Crews revives Idiocracy, President Camacho at South by Southwest campaign teaser. He was reprising the role. And why not? It's as popular as ever. And so he did those fun things, and it reminds one of, you know, if you've seen the image that I was talking about, Brandon Herrera running for Congress and, you know, with the image of Rambo in a blazer, basically. This is what statesmanship looks like now. Celebration of ignorance, or stupidity, it seems. Appealing to the lowest common denominator, which is exactly how the worst get on top. And maybe you're not the worst, but if you're emulating the worst, it doesn't speak well of you and your efforts. Chapter 10 of Hayek's Road to Serfdom, Why the Worst Get on Top, is those three main reasons. You have to weld together a homogenous group of people, or if you can't weld them together, as he says, you know, these folks who still hope for the miracle of a majority agreeing on a particular plan for the organization of the whole of society, you know, while some of us are hoping for that, for example, Larry sends me this article, Rutherford Institute article, by John Whitehead, The Great Election Fraud, Manufactured Choices Make a Mockery of Our Republic. You know, we need to get active. Well, while we're getting active, you know, we're losing a war of attrition because the stupid and the blissfully ignorant are being weaponized against themselves and against all of us as a social virus. And we don't realize it, but, you know, the probabilists know this. They know it works. The stupid person is blissfully unaware that they are, you know, they are a social virus. So anyway, from Hayek's Road to Serfdom, they still hoped, you know, some still hope for the miracle of a majority agreeing on a particular plan. And, you know, we've heard that the Republic is supposed to safeguard us against the tyranny of the Democratic majority. The problem is, it's Plato's Republic. So put that in your pipe and smoke it for a minute. Continuing, they still hope for the miracle of majorities agreeing on a particular plan for the organization of the whole of society. Others had already learned the lesson that in a planned society, is this a planned society? Is there anything left anymore to chance in this society? Or is, you know, everything planned entirely with the illusion of choice? It's not soft drink or not soft drink in America anymore. It's Coke or Pepsi. Or maybe one of these fancy new brands that makes you, you know, a good person, socially conscientious. In a planned society, the question can no longer be on what do a majority of the people agree, but what is the largest single group whose members agree sufficiently to make unified direction of all affairs possible? Or, if no such group large enough to enforce its views exists, how it can be created and who will succeed in creating it? And there is an irony in, you know, the welfare statist attracting a certain group of people. There is an unholy alliance between the statist, the welfare statist, and their ostensible constituents, if you will, you know, their constituency of the victim class, which I would say, at a certain point, there is a confluence. Victim class and stupid. It's hard to deny. You know, you don't realize that this is your own undoing. We should play the clip of John Taylor Gatto again, talking about Beatrice Webb and Uncle Herbert Spencer. How to get rid of people. You kill them with kindness. That's what you do, Uncle Herbert. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now, or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
There are 36 references or occurrences, I should say, 37 occurrences in 36 verses of the term fool in the book of Proverbs in the King James translation. And as I said, to open today's broadcast, one of my favorite instances of this concept, the word stupid in the NASB 95 translation. This obviously is fitting. Whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but he who hates reproof is stupid. That's according to God's word. And you can't say these things these days. It's kind of like using certain other terminology that have become things that have become dog whistles. Now we can't say certain things because it means you're a hateful, bigoted person if you say things like this. Where once a loathsome, palpable disdain for stupidity existed in our society, now there is, as I mentioned, a celebration of ignorance and a safeguarding, a protection of it in its bubble wrap and helmet. Because, you know, you can't. Maybe that person is just less fortunate or something along those lines. We shouldn't speak ill of the less fortunate. We should when they endanger the rest of us. You know, we heard Carlo Cipolla's Five Laws of Human Stupidity, for example, and the fifth law, stupid person is the most dangerous type of person. The corollary to it is to all five, a stupid person is more dangerous than the robber or the Machiavellian type. I can't place the quote, but you know, there are several quotes that speak to this. One of which basically says that the stupid person causes damage in a haphazard sort of way. Excuse me, an unpredictable sort of way. Which is, of course, part of what makes them so dangerous. You never know. Sort of like a walking IED waiting to go off anywhere, a suicide bomber, metaphorically speaking. And we're normalizing this. I think that's part of what, I think that's part of the social engineering that goes along with, you know, an increasing number of articles where people walk into the Grand Canyon or go to national parks and poke bison or things like that, try to, you know, pet elk and those kinds of things that we see, or, you know, get way too close to other wild animals. If you've not been around wild animals, the smallest wild animal can be, is something not to be trifled with. The smallest animals, you know, you look at something the size of a beaver or an otter or smaller, and you think, gosh, you know, I'm obviously much bigger and much stronger, but those animals spend their entire life working out, essentially. And you think your domesticated dog or cat is strong. Put your hands on an otter. Grab an otter's tail sometime if you get a chance and just feel it's just nothing but raw muscle. Beavers the same way. Obviously, they spend their whole lives building, working out, digging, and things like that. And people walk up to large animals, wild animals that outweigh them, and we broadcast these things. Not with the proper context that this is stupidity. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Health Simple with Kalwara Shilaji, Factbit number 3. Shilaji is the supreme yoga vaha. Within Ayurveda, Shilaji is the singular substance that towers above all other herbs, herbal minerals, and earth-made adaptogens. Yoga vaha refers to substances that have the ability to synergistically make better and carry other substances to its prescribed destination. In the case of Shilaji, most any herb, food, or mineral is amplified with ionic potential, superimposing superior efficacy with increased cellular energy and absorption rates. One of the best applications for Shilaji is to add a drop or two into your favorite herbal tincture and foodstuff. Simply put, Shilaji makes other substances more effective.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org. To watch the full video and see more information, use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Welcome back.
Beyond the suns that God...
Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior radio broadcast. What should we do? Should we do more clips on this subject? We did Chipola's Five Laws of Human Stupidity. There's the issue of heuristics, which folds into this. Sometimes I think, you know, we can all be part of this group without realizing it, which again, I think is why prayer is so important, both for ourselves and one another. It's also why my prayer includes, you know, to open each broadcast, reveal our hypocrisy and double-mindedness. I think that this prayer, you know, if you're a person, if you're a praying person, and you wonder if prayer actually is making a meaningful difference. I don't think you wonder, but in case you have any doubts at all, I do believe very firmly that this is the most powerful. Not only does it have an impact when we appeal to the God of heaven, the creator of heaven and earth, and invite him into circumstances, our own and by extension, you know, those around us. Not only does it make a difference, I don't think anything makes a greater and more significant difference. And I think, as I mentioned earlier, that once we stop doing that, or once we fall victim to a sense of learned helplessness that, you know, what's the point of doing this, when we should, whenever we feel like that, probably redouble our efforts in prayer. If you wonder, I firmly believe that not only does it make a difference, but there's nothing under heaven that makes a greater difference. And I would suggest or submit to you that there's probably a reason why this is one of the things, if not the main thing, that the devil himself would prefer that we do not engage in. Why this is the primary target in the crosshairs of learned helplessness. Why, for example, we saw through the COVID shenanigans that churches are not supposed to congregate in the building or even in the parking lot to pray. Why not in the parking lot in separate vehicles? What could possibly be some legitimate justification of that nonsense other than to prevent people from doing this? And I think the Bible speaks of those who would try to prevent folks from offering prayers to the God of heaven, the creator of heaven and earth. I would just say good luck with that. So we played the one clip. We'll probably have to play more of this tomorrow. The theme is don't be stupid, nor suffer fools or their folly. We can't talk about this openly these days, because to talk openly about this would make you a bigoted, hateful person. But not really. It's a way to coyly pass this off as legitimate when we should maintain the same old loathsome disdain that we used to have for these kinds of people. Don't be this kind of person, should be the message. You're a danger to yourself and to others around you. And we used to be able to learn hard lessons, by the way, that we are not afforded the opportunity any longer. If you grew up on a farm or a ranch, and you were goofing around near a baler or a combine or something like that, and you lost a digit or an appendage or something, you learned a difficult lesson. Sometimes in life, just by the very nature of our circumstances, we may be at mortal peril. So pay attention. Be vigilant. You might endanger yourself or others around you. Maybe you did something that got a family member injured permanently or killed. We used to be able to learn those lessons. You can't learn them anymore. And of course, you know, it has to be passed off on the herd as some kind of limited liability issue that we have to address in reverse beggar thy neighbor fashion. We have to punish the herd for the sins of the one. And it's also interesting, we played the video of Shapola's Five Laws of Human Stupidity. It's interesting, according to Shapola, again, ineffectual people are neutralized, or are they paralyzed? Are they lukewarm? Have they internalized a sense of learned helplessness? So as I mused earlier, what do you suppose it would look like if stupidity were being socially engineered? What would that look like in a society? Would that perhaps be the ultimate weapon of in the eugenicist arsenal? I wonder. From the book of Proverbs, maybe we'll do that. Some entries that I think correspond to this discussion, the word generally is fool in Proverbs, but I think the point applies with force. And these are all, I'm going to read the NASB 95 entries for these. Proverbs 7:22. Suddenly, while this is, you know, a particular brand of foolishness or stupidity, avoid the adulteress. Suddenly he follows her as an ox goes to the slaughter, or as one in fetters to the discipline of a fool. The discipline of a fool, yeah, more on that in a minute. Proverbs 10:23. Definitely. Doing wickedness is like sport to a fool, and so is wisdom to a man of understanding. It is a, in the King James, it is as sport to a fool to do mischief. Doesn't that sound like America these days? But a man of understanding hath wisdom. Proverbs 11:29. Isn't it interesting? Why are there so many verses in such a short book, just 31 chapters? And there are more. These are just a few of the highlights. Proverbs 11:29. He who troubles his own house will inherit wind, and the foolish will be the servant of the wise-hearted. Or in the King James, he that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind, and the fool shall be the servant to the wise of heart. Maybe I should just stick to the King James. Proverbs 12:15. The way of the fool is right in his own eyes. Who's in charge? Who decides? The way of the fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. 13:16. Every prudent man dealeth with knowledge, but a fool layeth open his folly. (clears throat) 14:16, a wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but the fool rageth and is confident. Proverbs 15:5, a fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. Obviously similar to Proverbs 12:1. A fool despiseth his father's instruction, but he that regardeth reproof is prudent. Say that five times fast. 17:10, a reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes or blows into a fool. And similarly, from Proverbs chapter 17, verse 12, let a bear robbed of her whelps meet a man rather than a fool in his folly. Even the Bible says the stupid person is dangerous. Verse 16, wherefore is there a prince in the hand of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he hath no heart to hear it? Verse 21, he that beggeth a fool doeth it to his sorrow, and he that fathereth a fool hath no joy. Verse 28, even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise. And he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. Even a fool seems wise when he doesn't speak. Interesting. Proverbs 18:2. A fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. I'm trying to find myself. 19:1, better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Not very self-aware. Proverbs 20, verse 3, it is an honor for a man to cease from strife, but every fool will be meddling. Hey, what you doing? We used to call that busybodies. Now, I mean, if you watch media, you know, television or movies, this is something that is just, it's been normalized. The meddling fool. And, you know, we used to say, don't stick your nose where it doesn't belong. Can't say that anymore. You're probably a hateful, bigoted person for saying something sensible like that. Proverbs 23:9, speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words. 24:7, wisdom is too high for a fool. He openeth not his mouth in the gate. 26:1, as snow in summer, and as rain in harvest, so honor is not seemly for a fool. It doesn't fit. Doesn't wear well. Similarly, verses 4 through 6, 8 and 11 from Proverbs 26. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou also be like unto him. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. He that sendeth a message by the hand of a fool cutteth off the feet and drinketh damage. Again, even God says the fool is, the stupid person is dangerous. Verse 8, as he that bindeth a stone in a sling, so is he that giveth honor to a fool. It doesn't do what it's supposed to accomplish. What is the stone in the sling supposed to do? If it's bound in the sling, it's neutralized. It doesn't serve its useful purpose anymore. Verse 11, as a dog returneth to his vomit, so a fool returneth to his folly. It's fun. Wow, this is cool. Check it out. Proverbs 27:22, though thou shouldest bray a fool in a mortar among wheat with a pestle, yet will not his foolishness depart from him. You can pound him in the, you know, like grinding him to a pulp doesn't make a difference. Yet will not his foolishness depart from him. 28:26, he that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. But whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. Who is in charge? Who's in charge? Who decides? Proverbs 29:11, a fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keepeth it in till afterwards. Who can do that these days? There's nothing but, you know, look on social media. All of the indiscretions are published far and wide. And finally, Proverbs 29, verse 20, seest thou a man that is hasty in his words? There is more hope of a fool than of him. Many, many verses. Again, like I said, you know, no fewer than 37 instances and 36 verses of the term fool in the book of Proverbs in the King James translation. If we include variations of the term fool, I wonder, is it the same number? No, it's far more. 84 times in 78 verses. So, small book, 31 chapters, that's an average of almost three entries per chapter. And of course, you know, maybe the best example is Proverbs 1:7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. I know Pat in Texas would take umbrage, but it is what it is. So stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Welcome back. final segment of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. This is a problematic subject, and, you know, one we're not supposed to talk about generally. We all, I think, feel it, think it, but, you know, we're not supposed to talk about it. We should still have the same loathsome disdain for stupidity. I would say in the tradition of RBN, the tradition of the big guy, John Stadmiller, you know, that is kind of the ethos of Republic Broadcasting. John Stadmiller was not in the habit of suffering fools. I think we all could agree on that. He made no bones about it. And I think that, you know, that attitude towards stupidity creates a certain expectation, not just in others, but in ourselves. And I don't think that's a bad thing. So I think this coincides with the subject of warfare. Generally speaking, you know, that we comport ourselves perhaps a little better than we might otherwise. And, you know, in closing, I would say, again, I think that there, in addition to Carlo Cipolla's matrix, the four types, you know, the helpless, the intelligent, stupid, and bandits, I think that there might be the willfully, boastfully stupid, probably engineered so, and then the arch supervillain exploiter of the stupid, who are all too willing to employ Bernaysian techniques, both on the stupid weapons of mass destruction and the rest of us, to try to make this somehow seem okay and acceptable and maybe even in vogue. Anyway, food for thought. Thank you to those who support the network. If you haven't or you don't, please consider supporting the network. And as I said earlier, please pray for one another. I think it's the thing that makes the greatest, most significant difference under heaven. I hope it was informative, perhaps even edifying. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.